This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Our top story on KRDO News Radio, the search for a new coach is over for the Colorado College hockey team. They announced today that Chris Mayotte has been hired to take over the program. In a statement today, the coach is honored and humbled to be the next head coach of CC to continue the historic tradition of Tiger hockey, and he will no doubt be taking over a program that is going to be excited moving into their new building. We'll have much more on this coming up in sports in just a couple of minutes. The Colorado Springs City Council is likely going to have a new mix of new and familiar faces when the city clerk finishes counting the ballots today. KRDO News Radio's Bryn Carman has more.
Last night's returns show District 3 Councilman Richard Scorman, District 4 Councilwoman Yolanda Avila, and District 6 Councilman Mike O'Malley ahead in their races. District 2 Councilman David Geislinger appears to have lost his re-election bid to challenger Randy Helms. Dave Donaldson is leading the four-person field in District 1, while Nancy Henjum is ahead in the five-person race for District 5. Bryn Carman, KRDO News Radio.
And now that Richard Scorman is getting another term in office, he says there's a lot of important issues coming up.
How we grow and what kind of density we have, how we create affordable housing. It's a lot of controversy. And so I'm excited that citizens are so engaged.
The clerk's office received just over 83,000 ballots before 7 p.m., which translates to a voter turnout of less than 27%. We'll go live to the county clerk's office talking about the election coming up here at about 4:35 on KRDO News Radio after traffic and weather. In other news, Colorado has reported its first two cases of the coronavirus variant first found in Brazil that can infect people already with COVID-19. KRDO News Radio's Heather Scold has details.
The Denver Post reported Tuesday that the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention notified the state health department that two Boulder County residents tested positive for the variant. The Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment said it is investigating whether the people had traveled and is attempting to identify other people who were potentially exposed. Officials did not identify the two people or say whether they lived in the same household. It was not immediately known if they had symptoms. Heather Scold, KRDO News Radio.
And the home belonging to the late Boulder police officer Eric Talley is now paid off. The Tunnel of Towers Foundation made the announcement yesterday after raising enough funds. Talley was one of 10 people killed in a recent mass shooting at a local King Supers location in Boulder. The foundation says the family will never have to worry about losing their home. Talley left behind his wife and seven kids. The Internal Revenue Service said today that it plans to begin processing stimulus payments for Veterans Affairs benefit recipients by the end of the week. The agency said it's continuing to review files from the VA covering individuals who receive benefits but don't normally file a tax return. Assuming no issue pops up, the IRS says it will begin processing the payments files this week, and the majority of the payments will be distributed electronically and should be received by April 14th, which is next Wednesday. Motorless Morning is happening later on this month in Garden of the Gods. Colorado Springs says motor vehicle access will be eliminated for 7 hours from April 24th. So people can enjoy the park's natural sights and sounds. Skaters, cyclists, joggers, and dog owners are encouraged to take part in the event. It's the first motorless morning since 2019 after last year was canceled due to the coronavirus pandemic. And finally, Manitou Springs Councilwoman Susan Warbuck resigns. KRDO News Radio's Bart Betzel has more.
Manitou Springs City Councilwoman Susan Wolbrick has resigned from her council position, according to a city spokesperson. It's unclear why Wolbrick resigned. She did not attend Tuesday night's city council meeting. She represented Ward 1 in Manitou Springs. Her term was set to expire on January 4, 2022. The city of Manitou Springs currently has the Ward 1 district seat listed as vacant on its website. Bart Betzel, KRDO News Radio.
Winds will subside this evening across southern Colorado, and those red flag warnings will come to an end. Overnight tonight, temperatures in the 20s and 30s. We'll have calmer conditions on Thursday. Highs back in the 60s for most locations, 50s for local mountain cities, and 70s across Pueblo and the Eastern Plains, ahead of more cooling to return on Friday. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mary Matthews with KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.